USA Radio News.
The investigation into Hunter Biden and the contents of his laptop continue.
The investigation into Hunter Biden's finances reportedly might involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post saying one witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. Former business associates of Hunter Biden have previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, Republicans blocked a Democratic attempt to begin Senate debate on a $10 billion COVID-19 compromise, which would fund treatments, vaccines, and testing. All 50 Republicans opposed the move, leaving Democrats 13 votes short of the 60 votes they needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The top U.S. military officer told Congress on Tuesday that he expects the Russia-Ukraine conflict to drag on for years, and it could eventually involve the U.S. Army General Mark Milley also told the House Armed Services Committee he believes the U.S. should look at the development of more bases in Eastern Europe to protect against Russia aggression. The border crisis continues under the Biden administration. Representative Tom Tiffany told Newsmax the U.S. has become a borderless country.
This is deliberate. This is what some people want to have happen. If President Biden and Vice President Harris were really serious about this, I mean, don't you think they would be going to the border? They understand the political peril that they're in as a result of doing that.
Congressman Tiffany also added that prominent Democrat senators are speaking out against plans from the White House to end the Title 42 immigration restrictions in May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A longtime representative from Michigan is calling it quits in Congress. Lance Pry reports.
Representative Fred Upton, the Republican from Michigan, on Tuesday announced his retirement after more than 3.5 decades in Congress. Upton was one of the House Republicans to bail out of re-election after voting to impeach President Trump for inciting the January 6th Capitol riot. President Trump was acquitted from the impeachment.
Day two came and went on Tuesday, and jurors did not reach a verdict in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They'll return Wednesday for a third day of work. Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta are charged with conspiracy. Defense lawyers argue the group was manipulated by an informant who was taking direction from the FBI. Zoos across North America are moving their birds indoors and away from people and wildlife as they try to protect them from the highly contagious and potentially deadly avian flu. Penguins may be the only birds visitors to many zoos can see right now because they are already kept inside and usually protected behind glass in their exhibits. Nearly 23 million chickens and turkeys have already been killed across the U.S. to limit the spread of the virus. Bloomberg and The Hill are reporting the Biden administration is expected to announce on Wednesday it plans to extend the student loan moratorium until August 31st. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.